Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
You apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS report.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You're going to leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwen and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
I'm kind of a hermit. I like to be in the house all day long if possible, but a lot of times the wifey doesn't allow it.
And Chris Ello.
Keep all your arms and legs away from my mouth when Sonic arrives.
Wow, that was the perfect clip.
Brother.
Let's go! Gwen and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, what's up, San Diego? Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Quick show on this Thursday afternoon. Chris Ello along with Tony Gwynn Jr. Hanging out till 5 o'clock, getting set for Thursday night football. It will be the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers going up against the team that will soon formerly be known as the Oakland Raiders. So that's coming up for you tonight. You know, the big story in sports, Tony Gwynn Jr., is this is Kawhi Leonard. He's got like the spotlight now because he sat out the game last night for the Clippers, right, against Milwaukee. First of back-to-back games, and apparently his tendon and his hamstring was bothering him. But everybody knows it was a load management situation because the Clippers are playing again tonight, and he's expected to play, so... But I was going to come on and be somewhat critical of this, right? Because everybody else has been very critical of it. I mean, 8 games into the season. Are you kidding me? You're already taking a day off. However, I've been on vacation for 16 of the last 17 days, so I don't think I can criticize anybody for load management right now. I think Kawhi Leonard's outperforming myself at this point. So I'm not going to be too critical of Kawhi in this one, even though maybe I should be.
I didn't know how to feel about this one originally.
Yeah.
I'm partial because it's Kawhi.
Of course.
He's an Aztec. So I don't really want to hate on him. What I like to do sometimes is I listen to different takes on this.
Right.
And I think the best one came from Jay Williams. We are... probably blowing this out of proportion. Jay Williams on ESPN today was talking about this, and he made a really good point.
Is Jay Williams the Jay Williams
the
who
Jay
would
Williams.
Have led the Chicago
yes.
Bulls to greatness had he not
been
ridden his motorcycle into a tree?
Yes, that one, Chris.
That one, okay.
I'm sorry. He made a good point, man. He said this is a Kawhi Leonard problem. This isn't an NBA problem. And if you are a true fan of a Clippers, who, by the way, have done absolutely nothing in terms of banners, right? If you are a true fan, I just tell you to talk to your friends out in Toronto, where he came from, where he did a lot of load management. Ask him what the end result was.
How'd it work out for them?
They got a championship at the end of the year.
How'd it work out?
So, I mean, it'd be one thing if this was like a league-wide problem like it was a few years ago where, like, guys were sitting out, multiple teams are doing it. This is a Kawhi problem. I don't see this as the issue that it's being blown
He doesn't
up.
Like to play back-to-back games, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in general.
I don't know if it's that he doesn't like it or that his body doesn't
allow
do well
it.
With it.
Well, they had back-to-back games last week at Utah and against San Antonio.
Did he play both of those?
I assume he did because there was no talk
right.
about him sitting out. So
Touché.
I'm assuming he must have played both of those games. The thing that I would have a problem with on this one is never going to have a problem with Kawhi. Am going to have a problem with the fact that you got a back-to-back next week with Houston and New Orleans. To me, that's where you sit out, New Orleans. Nothing against New Orleans, but last night was a high-profile matchup. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Clippers. I mean, Sports Illustrated – for what it's worth, picks the Bucks and the Clippers to meet in the NBA Finals this year. That could have been an NBA Finals preview. Maybe the Clippers even decided, hey, let's just sit Kawhi out against Milwaukee. Should we meet them down the road? That's one less game that they get to scout against him. But I, when you have that big of a high-profile matchup, it's hard for me to see the guy being allowed to sit out. NBA came out, said, hey, it was an injury thing. We know it wasn't an injury thing because he's going to be in the lineup tonight when they play Portland. So I don't know what you do. We've talked about it before. Was the league going to make you play?
There's nothing you can do because AJ brought this up yesterday. This is what the NBA set themselves up for.
Yeah.
They set themselves up for it when you have an 82-game season.
And the regular season hardly matters to most of the teams.
More importantly, the regular season, really, even as fans, what do we talk about? How do we measure players? Championships.
Does anybody even remember who was the top seed in the West last year? Or, I guess it was Golden State. But you know what I'm saying. You don't care. You just remember who won the championship.
They've walked down this path, and now they kind of have to live with the consequences. Now, I will say, I would feel better if he was missing the back end of a back-to-back. It wasn't as though they played three games in a row,
right,
and he sat out the middle game so he can kind of rest a little bit. He's out at the beginning of the back-to-back. Now he's going to play against Portland.
Divisional opponent.
Divisional opponent, also a marquee matchup. These are probably teams that will face each other at some point in the playoffs. Remember, Portland got to a conference final last year. So
it's also interesting. Let me ask you this. You play baseball. 162 games. Nobody has any problem when a guy takes a day off in baseball. You never hear a peep of it.
That's a good point.
And it can be the best player in the league going up against a good team. It can be a Yankees-Red Sox game, and Aaron Judge could need a day off.
Yep, happens all the time.
He could come into the office, the manager's office, say, Skip, I need a day.
I mean,
and then he sits out, and no one says a word. And it can be a national TV game, which, like most Red Sox-Yankees games, probably is a national TV game. So I know it's more games. But why is there that big of a difference in the NBA?
Good question. I think in Major League Baseball, 162 games, the style of game that is played is more of a mental taxation on your body than it is a physical. In basketball, it's definitely a physical taxing of your body. 82 games over what? They start in October, they end in June.
They start in October and they end in the following September. The NBA season never stops.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. But the actual games are played from October to June.
Right. That's a long season. Well, let me throw one more sport at you here, just because I think it's something that people don't think about. And I've obviously been around it more than you have and kind of get an idea what it's like. But hockey, these guys play 82 games. They play back-to-back nights. It was only a few years ago that the NHL union got strong enough to finally make it to where the league couldn't schedule them three nights in a row, because that was actually happening to hockey teams as recently as 4 or 5 years ago. Now back-to-back is the most you can play, but now you're talking about a physical sport. I mean, you take a beating in a game, and then you're asked to come back the next night. And I'll be honest with you, unless I don't pay close enough attention to it, but I don't see Alex Ovechkin taking a game off here and there for the Washington Capitals.
I also learned from you that these guys are only on the ice how many seconds?
49 seconds at a time.
49 seconds at a time. Not saying that doesn't take a toll, because clearly you have. I've worked out with hockey players. These dudes are absolute monsters. So
yeah.
I'm not saying that it has anything to do with ability, athleticness, or any of that. Or athleticism or any of that. But I do think, and when you look at baseball, you look at basketball, you look at hockey, different physicalities in those games, and it may take a toll differently on people's body. But certainly, hockey's in that conversation, too. That's surprising. It's not surprising that their union took that long to get strong.
The hockey union had no strength at all for so many years.
But for them to actually push to stopped it, because who does some of the best research in all sports is hockey.
Yeah,
they have a lot of research on how your muscles are working during that elite burn time that they're having, 49 seconds. There's just so much research that goes into it now that there's a lot of data saying that rest is better, especially for ownership who's paying these guys a whole lot of money.
But that's a good point in hockey. You can have a night where you say, and we're using Ovechkin because he's the one guy that everybody's heard of. Right. You know, people right. know who he is. He's a star player. You could have a night where you just say to yourself as a coach, we're going to keep him. He's only going to play on the power play, or we're going to put him on every other shift tonight just to give him a little breather.
Yeah.
So you can get a breather in hockey without playing in the game. Whereas in the NBA, it would be pretty strange for the Clippers to play Kawhi Leonard 4 minutes last night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
4 minutes are
yeah.
constantly be finding ways to sub him in and out
yeah.
so that he could find yes. a way to get more rest.
All right, you know, so he has to play, fine. We're gonna limit his minutes. He'll start the game. Dude, ball's out of bounds.
Come sit down.
Sub. So it's a problem that they're always going to have. Michael Jordan jumped in there too, and you know, it's easy for Michael to jump in now that he's not playing anymore. But Jordan said, look, he played them all. And I will give him that credit. And players in his era did play them all.
And a much physical, much,
and
more,
much
physical.
More physical league. I mean, yes, he was getting thrown on the floor quite often. So, you know, it's one of those things. Was the sport better back then or than it is now? I don't know if it's better back then or it is now, but I think the bottom line is right where you just said it, Tony. The Toronto Raptors have the NBA championship last year. Kawhi Leonard should be able to pretty much do as he pleases this year. And the Clippers, if they end up taking a little heat for all of this, so what?
I think
they'll be happy to take it.
63, 65 games, I think, Kawhi played last year.
I mean, LeBron hasn't taken a game off yet, and I kind of wonder why not.
They will. They'll get. He's going to have a load
management.
I mean,
seriously. I mean, this. You know, you talk about the minutes that he's playing.
I think where it gets a little bit murky is when you're having planned load management. Like, you know it's coming with Kawhi. When it happens for LeBron, we'll get heads up, but it won't be like we're setting up for this to happen down the line.
Is there a way that the league can make it, or do they need to make it where you can only have a load management night when the team is at home? Would that be a fair rule to put in if you were the league? I don't know, again, if the union or anybody would go for it. But the thing that would bother me the most would be
being
Milwaukee
ticket, yeah.
comes to L.A. Yeah. once a year. I want to see Giannis, and they decide that's the night to sit him out. Now, as Kawhi sits out, I can still go see him another 40 times because he's at home last night.
I think that
maybe that's a rule
that,
you think
that
about.
That could be a good rule. You know, it can only happen. Load management days can only happen at home because paying customers are going to be able to come back to watch him.
But, right. But then again, the team will just make up an injury.
Of course.
So, you know, there's always a way around
it. You were
it.
Talking about baseball earlier. I remember, actually, this has popped in my head. When Bryce Harper was with the Nationals and he came to town, he sat again, and I had friends that bought tickets to see Bryce Harper, and he sat, I think, the whole weekend.
No, I think he sat the last two games. He played the first two games because then we saw him hitting lefty and righty out there, and then he sat the following 2 days.
But yeah, they were kind of upset about it.
Let me tell
that's
you,
they bought the tickets.
In baseball, this is not new at all.
No.
Like, I part of the reasons why they had rookies in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s is because when Randy Johnson was on the mound, and there was a superstar lefty that may not want to face him.
The superstar lefty sat so that the rookie could go over four.
The rookie could take those at bats. 100%. I've seen it with
my own
eyes.
You go 0-4. I'm not taking the 0-4. Yeah, keep that in mind when you buy baseball tickets. Sunday day games, Thursday day games often are the games where it's a day game after a night game.
Exactly.
The starters sit in some of those games. Not always, but those are the ones you have a better chance of that happening. All right. Anyway, load management. I'm happy to have some load management again.
We're happy to have you back, Chris.
I am honestly back. You know, it's been fun making the world tour here, but it's good to be back in San Diego. Get back in the seat. Oh, stop it. Stop it. The fans were cheering me wherever I went. You know it. But Scraby and I and Tony Gwynn Jr., we're all back together again here. We got our picks coming up for the Thursday week number 10 of the NFL, and it starts tonight with Chargers-Raiders. We'll talk a little Chargers-Raiders when we come back.
We've got a big game alert for you, ladies and gentlemen. 97.3 The Fan on Saturday, 12:30 p.m. We will be carrying, wait for it, the LSU-Alabama game on this station. We will also be streaming the game as well, so if you're out and about, tune in to 97.3 The Fan or use the Radio.com app to listen.
Wow. What's the big deal? It's only the number two and three teams.
You know, I mean.
I got to be honest with you. That that first poll that came out a couple of days ago. Stop it, Scraby.
Thank you for acknowledging me.
I was going to ignore it.
That first poll that came out was very strange to me. I mean, honestly, are they trying to, you know, if they had the playoff today, and obviously the first poll doesn't mean anything, but if they had the playoff today, you'd have two Big Ten teams playing each other and two SEC teams playing each other. That just seems ridiculous to me. It just seems absolutely absurd to me that the semifinals would be rematches of games that are going to be played during the regular season.
Are they not the four best teams?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I think Clemson's in the top four. I do, and I know they had one close game. But, you know, Clemson's the defending champion. They haven't lost.
Yep.
To me, that keeps you at least in the top four. I mean, had they,
who would you take out?
Penn State. And I'm not dogging Penn State necessarily, but I'm, you know, that's the only one I can think to
take
out.
It's nice to hear it from a neutral fan. We had AJ in here yesterday who went to Penn State.
Oh, so what'd he say?
He actually felt like Clemson should be in there.
Oh, did he? Okay.
But he didn't say that Penn State should be
Well, who was he going to take out?
He didn't say. He made his point without making sure, you know, Penn State didn't slide out of that four.
I mean, it's going to change up a bunch of times between now and the end. But, you know, I just don't like what they've done at the Mountain West Conference. Let's take a, and we got to talk Charger Raiders, so I'm sorry for going off in the wrong direction here. But just real quick. Keep in mind that the Mountain West Conference, as a league this year, is 3-2 against the SEC. Now, I know there's a wins over Vanderbilt and Arkansas, but it's still
the SEC.
And the Mountain West Conference has won 9 games against Power 5 conferences, which is more than any other conference in America. No other conference has won more games than the Mountain West. And I think for that conference to be dogged, you know, Boise State, the Aztecs, to be dogged, and both those teams sitting behind four teams from that, what, American Conference that has...
I thought Boise State was 22.
Are they in the middle there?
I think they're in the middle there.
All right, but you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
they got
Navy,
Memphis, Cincinnati, SMU.
Yeah.
Four teams in there. The Aztecs aren't even ranked. Boise barely snuck in between all of them. Hey, look, Cincinnati's big win this year. You know who it's over?
Who?
UCLA.
Not very good.
But the same team that the Aztecs had their big win over,
UCLA.
And Cincinnati beat UCLA at home. The Aztecs beat them on the road. And if you look at the rest of their schedules, Cincinnati is no better than the Aztecs. The only difference is Cincinnati lost to Ohio State. So their ranking goes up even though they lost.
Because they lost to a top team.
Because they lost to a top team. But and I'm not saying the Aztecs are better than Cincinnati. I'm just saying they deserve to be mentioned in the same breath, and they're not. So those rankings kind of upset me at the moment. But
I agree.
It can change. So
following our show, Raiders, Chargers, obviously a big rivalry. It may not be as big as it used to be out here.
I know. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, not nearly as big as San Diego, Oakland.
No,
it's not.
But nevertheless, two teams, Oakland, who, at least in my opinion, has surprised a lot of people this
year.
This team, despite what they dealt with Antonio Brown, they lose their first-round pick, first game of the season with a jacked-up shoulder. They've gone through quite a bit, yet they sit second in the division.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Chargers. 4-4, Chargers 4-5.
Chargers cannot afford to lose this game
tonight
if you're thinking about playoff situation, because right now the Chargers are 2 games back in the loss column because the 2 wild card teams right now are Buffalo 6-2, and Indianapolis at 5-3. Chargers already have 5 losses. They go to 6. That puts them 3 games behind in the loss column. That's pretty hard to make up in an NFL season. So
there's just something.
If you're looking for, if you still care about the Chargers and, you know, whether they can get back into the playoffs and, you know, make a run for Phillip Rivers and that whole thing, this is kind of one of those must deals tonight against the Raiders, even though I think the Raiders have a little better team than the Chargers, dude, just because the Chargers have so many guys hurt.
Well, the game is in Oakland, a place where the Raiders have played well, 3-1 at home, 1-3 away. Remember, they spent like 6 or 7 weeks on the road.
Well, the Raiders are 3-1 at home, but I think
three of those four games were in London, weren't they? They haven't played in hardly any games, actually.
I was surprised at home. That guys, there might be guys that don't know how to get back to the stadium.
It's unbelievable.
Or at least still have it in their iPhones, the directions how to get to the stadium.
Because they have to, like, research it.
They haven't been there in quite a while. But, there's, as I said, they sit second in the division behind Kansas City Chiefs. Only one loss behind the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who's the coach of the year in the AFC? I mean, is Gruden going to get a vote? Or did they even do it in the AFC and the NFC? Did they just do NFL Coach of the Year?
I don't remember. NFL Coach of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, Gruden's got to get a vote or two. I mean, you got to look where the Raiders have been the last several years. And then, like you said, the Antonio Brown thing and the fact that the team's moving and all kinds of distractions.
Scrape, what's your coach's name?
Kyle Shanahan.
He's clear front runner right now,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Because he's a genius.
Yeah, he's already been, you already told me that he's a genius, so I expect him to be 8-0.
We had Channing Crowder, a Radio.com NFL insider on today, and he was about Kyle Shanahan.
He was very, really? Very flattering of
loved
Kyle,
him.
Said he was a genius, pretty much.
He was a genius.
As a matter of fact, as he put it, he had Andy Reid as his white whale. Like that's
tip top.
He's the top.
With no Super Bowl titles.
With no Super Bowl titles.
Right.
He put Kyle Shanahan below that as far as some of his favorites to watch.
With no Super Bowl titles. Do you have the Kyle Shanahan comments handy? Are they far away?
I think they're far away.
They're far away.
Or are they far away?
Well, keep them far away. Because I couldn't have been more wrong about a human being than about Kyle Shanahan. Because, I mean, I just was like all over this guy when the season began. Speaking of which, we're going to have some fun tomorrow. We are El Camino High School. Looking forward to that, to go see the Wildcats up there at El Camino High. I haven't been there in a long time for our Friday football broadcast, so I hope you'll come out and join us for High School Friday at El Camino High tomorrow. But tomorrow, we're going to get Scraby to look up our preseason NFL picks.
Oh, this should be fun.
I love this.
This should be fun.
And part of my preseason NFL picks was that Kyle Shanahan was going to be the most disappointing and worst coach in NFL history.
I found those faraway comments.
Oh, great. Kyle Shanahan is going to be the biggest disappointment in this division.
I like it. Didn't even go
with
a player.
I am so tired of hearing how great he is. Now, look, if he wins something, then you can tell me how great he is.
He's an offensive genius. See, I stopped crossing his tracks.
It's so stupid that I don't even know I'm going to answer it. That's the problem. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is... All right. That's fine. You just go ahead and think that. He'll be the most disappointing person in this division.
The only way
that can happen now is if he loses his last eight games and finishes 8-8. Because right now...
The zest in which you said that makes the whole thing so beautiful.
That's what makes it
All right, we got to step away. Take a break. When we come back... Man, oh man, did Mr. Anthopoulos put his foot in his mouth on this one. Tony Clark, Major League Baseball's Players Association head, the president. Ooh, he had some not so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Kind.
Kind words? He didn't have very kind words for what he thinks could be going on come this free agency. We'll talk about it when we come back. Gwen and Chris, 97.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Hello, the softball superstar Tony Gwynn Jr.
It is you.
Not me.
It's you.
It's still up on 97.3 thefanSD.com.
Still up there? How about me
page.
Swimming with sharks?
I think I need to
you
move
take
that,
that down yet?
I think I need to move that
take
back.
Take that down, will you? God. This is one little moment in time. But that ball that Tony hit in softball, that's got to stay up there. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris.
I promise you guys, if that was me, I'd be up here just gloating away.
You would
about
gloat on that.
Oh, 100%.
The ball disappears out of view so fast.
But it doesn't get but 12 feet off the ground.
It's unbelievable. Whoever that guy is who hit that ball. All right. Speaking of star athletes who play with wooden bats, Major League Baseball and the Players Association.
Are we just going to gloss over that?
Oh, stop. When are you going to grow up?
Well, both Tony and I kept looking at each other like, who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be the guy?
And I'm not even looking at Tony. Because I like his laugh. But you, it's time for you to grow up and be a producer of a show.
Wooden bats.
Wooden bats? What's the matter with that?
Speaking of stars who swing wooden bats. I don't know why I found that to be hilarious, but it was hilarious. Sorry.
It'll probably sound funny in a promo somewhere along the line.
Oh, I think it's going to be.
Yes, it will be. Probably tomorrow. Anyway, Major League Baseball and the Players Association, they are headed for a showdown somewhere along the line. Is that the way you are seeing this, Tony? Give everybody kind of a little feel for what happened here in the last 24 hours. And you mentioned the name Anthopoulos and Tony Clark, the San Diego guy who's the head of the Players Association, not happy with some of the things that he heard. And you can certainly understand that. The general manager of the Atlanta Braves basically in a conference call saying, oh, yeah, we're checking with other teams to see what they might be thinking about in free agency. I mean, that's almost worse than the Houston Astro guy mouthing off during the World Series. I mean, you can't say stuff like that if you're a Major League general manager.
Yeah.
Even if you think it, you better not say it.
Here's what was said. Every day you get more information, and we've had time to connect with 27 of the clubs. Obviously, the Astros and Nationals, being in the World Series, they were tied up. But
they had time to connect with 27 of the clubs? That's everybody.
We had a chance to get a sense of what the other clubs are going to look to do in free agency, who might be available in trades. And as soon as he said, the key part of this is we had a chance to get a sense of what other clubs are going to look at to do in free agency.
Yeah.
Well, why, if you work for the Braves, why do I, other than to know, you know, who you're going after, why do I need to know that?
Well, why you need to know that is so you know how to
negotiate.
Offer, yes, so you know how to offer the least amount of money possible to get the player. This is if you're out there and you're saying, okay, why are they talking about this? Why does this matter? Because this guy said this, that you might think to yourself, well, the Braves are just doing their due diligence. They're trying to get some information from other teams and as much as they can so they know how to go best about free agency. But that's the whole idea of free agency,
right?
Is that you are not supposed to know what the other teams are thinking and what they are doing. Otherwise, it is called collusion.
I know that's a word we probably don't want to hear right now. We've heard a lot in this atmosphere here.
Yes, and if all the teams got together and colluded and said, well, let's just not offer Strasburg anything more than $1 million a year, and everyone agreed to that, that would put a major dent in free agency.
This is a perfect example of foot in mouth here.
Yes,
because he probably was trying to say that in terms of trades to see who they was going to be available for trade, but he didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
And when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, what is happening over the last 2 years during free agency?
Are not getting the kind of offers that we expect them to get.
Right. So when you make a statement like this, you better believe the union chief, Tony Clark, is listening, and he didn't take very long to respond. The statement made by...
I mean, he already, before you read this, he already felt last year that they were starting to pull some of this collusion stuff.
And the interesting part about that is Tony Clark has really gone out of his way not to use those words.
Right, he's staying away from that word, but you can tell he's getting there.
He's getting there. And as a matter, it's funny, we're talking about this today, Chris, because yesterday, AJ and I were having this conversation, and I told him, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised to start hearing more talk about that dirty word, collusion, if things go the same way it has the past two seasons. And as soon as I got home and I got ready for bed, I looked at my phone and ESPN has this article up. I hadn't seen the quotes from Fernanthopoulos at that point. And so it was just kind of weird. And here's a statement from Tony Clark. The statement made by Braves GM Alex Anthopoulos calls into question the integrity of the entire free agent system. The clear description of club coordination, and we have launched an immediate investigation looking into the matter. So this is and look, collusion is one of the toughest things to prove in general. Now, the Players Association has won one of these in
the
80s.
Won one back in
they
the
got
80s.
A huge payout because teams got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Now, is there actual proof of it right now? I don't know, but
there's no actual proof of it except for the Atlanta Braves general manager saying that he's talked to all 27 other teams about what their plans are in free agency. I mean, I don't know that that's proof, but that is certainly a smoking gun at the very, very least, right?
Yeah, so. I expect that the investigation will start. We'll learn more. This thing will go deeper than just this. These quotes that we're getting from the GM from the Braves, but it's a serious matter. Players have already felt like this. They've been told to keep that on the hush. Don't start spouting collusion talk too often, but it's going to be tough to keep players' mouths closed when they see stuff like this, for sure.
There is no question about it, and this is a huge free agent year. I mean, there are so many guys that in the past – I would say would be pulling off $200 million contracts, $150 million nine-figure contracts. I mean, there's at least two dozen guys that are of that quality that are going to be available this year, you know, and we talked about some of them, you know, coming to the Padres, but there are a bunch of them. And if we get into the season again and the likes of Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg and I don't know, just – thinking off the top of my head, but Madison Bumgarner and Anthony Rendon if these guys are not playing at the beginning of next season, Major League Baseball is going to have a problem. They are going to have a serious problem because it was one thing to have it happen last year with Dallas Keuchel sitting out and Craig Kimbrell, and you could almost even make a case about Kimbrell because when he came back for the Cubs, he wasn't very effective,
right.
But it was clear what was happening last year. They were not giving these guys the market value. And if this happens again this year with the class of free agents out there, it's going to be hell to pay.
Hell to pay.
And you might as well pay up. It's one of those things, too, Tony, if you're an owner, you ought to pay me now rather than pay me later.
Yep.
Which means you better sign some big free agent contracts right now, because if they ever do find out that the owners are colluding or some judge somewhere decides that they are, they're going to have to pay three times as much as they'd have to pay now.
They're going to get a stuck.
They might start giving money to ex-players just for the heck of it. You might cash in on this thing somehow.
quick Padre note before we get to Chris versus the Fan. By the way, we got a few lines open. 833-288-0973. Super 2's arbitration came out today.
Okay.
Two Padres on the list. Super 2s, by the way.
Yeah, I don't even know what
that
is.
So let me explain that to you. Arbitration, when you have 3 years of service time, you are eligible for arbitration. It's the first chance to get some type of big pay raise in on your contract. So 3 years, you get to arbitration. Now, they have I think it's a small percentage of, they call them Super 2s, guys with 2.5 usually plus years that will be eligible. The two Padres that are eligible are Hunter Renfro and DeNelson Lament. So they'll both get raises that will be added to whatever payroll
they have
is this
to get
year.
Raises?
They're going to ask for a raise, and
they're going to go,
and usually what happens is team will come in at a higher number or a lower number, player come in at a higher number, and they usually settle before the actual arbitration case comes in the middle.
Hunter Renfro needs a little better timing, to be honest with you. I know he had a career high in home runs.
In your
but he needs a little better timing for this to come around.
Generally speaking, in your arbitration years, the platform year is the year before. So not this year for Hunter. It would have been last year would be the year that they put a lot of emphasis in.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep a very close eye on this baseball thing. I'm kind of hoping that they get caught colluding, honestly, and that some judge somewhere awards so much money that former players even have to pay their radio show producers a little extra coin to make up for all of the extra money
that works
baseball
for
owners
me.
Will have
Wait,
to pay.
For sure.
Perk my interest.
Trying to get you a little extra
trying to get you
cash. Extra
by cheese. The way, guys.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
I hope somebody's going to tell us what it is.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what's going on either, but the Clippers have been fined $50,000.
Whoa.
For statements, including by head coach Doc Rivers, that were inconsistent with Leonard's health status.
So basically, NBA is like, listen, we tried to cover for y'all saying it was injury, and then y'all went ahead and said it was load management. Somebody's getting fined for this.
All right. That's pretty big. It's bigger than Joe Mauer retiring.
50 grand, huh? I just got that. Sorry, Joe Mauer. That was exactly what I said to him yesterday.
I know. I'm tired of you guys telling me that because that was actually Thomas, okay? 97.3 The Fan breaking news is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
All Boom. Right. Cool. $50,000. The NBA, to me, this is...
By the way,
is nothing.
I just want to point out that the owner bought that team for like $2 billion.
That's what I was just going to say. This is nothing.
50 grand is literally like $100.
This is the NBA
wallet.
Trying to convince some people that don't know anything that the NBA is really, really mad about this load management thing. That's all that is. But okay. At least they're trying something.
Stop with the Joe Mauer.
If you had one
Let's
shot,
go!
One opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's time for Chris versus the Fans. A little trivia, a little chance for you to win. Prizes. Pair of tickets to see the 24th-ranked San Diego State Aztecs take on Fresno State Saturday, November 15th. Honestly, I think that's a Friday night game. I think that's Friday, November 15th. But the fact that Scraby would give me some information that's wrong is something that you obviously are all stunned to hear. Yes, Aztecs and Fresno State will play on Friday, November the 15th, not Saturday, November the 15th. So, Scraby, next time you give me a liner to read, please try to get the information correct.
What just happened?
Yeah, I know you guys are busy over there doing something. The liner says that these tickets for the Chris versus the Fan are for Saturday, November the 15th.
Okay.
The problem with that is November the 15th this year falls on a Friday.
I mean, I don't write these things.
Well, as far as I know, I get a piece of paper with stuff that you've written on it before every show. So I kind of feel like you do write it.
I write it after the fact. I copy and paste it, and I put it in there, and then I read it to make sure it makes sense.
But you don't read it for. But you never read it for accuracy.
For the record, that date is correct. They play November 15th, Friday.
Right, on a Friday.
Right.
Not Saturday.
Oh, it says Saturday.
It says Saturday, and I was making a quick point that whoever wins these tickets, I don't want you to wait till Saturday next week because you'll miss the game.
I'm just going
to
walk out.
Why are you taking it so personally?
Don't take it personal, Scraby.
Scraby, you ought to know by now. All right, we ready to go? We got one line open.
Here's a concept. Bite me.
Good time.
Even if I am totally nailed on that one, I still think it's funny
every
time.
It's hilarious.
Uncle Teddy can get away with that anytime. 833-288-0973. You're lucky that you have Uncle Teddy saying that. Could you imagine you saying that?
It wouldn't go well.
To say the least.
All right, call in if you want to play some trivia for your chance to win those tickets. Here
First
we go.
First contestant, Chris in Spring Valley. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thursday. Happy Thursday, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Happy Thursday, guys. How's it going? Shout out to my little son, little Chris. So we got a little Chris triangle going on here.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Let's
Chris,
see
Chris, and Chris. Here
Chris
we go.
Triangle.
Trying to butter up yeah. the trying to butter up the the contestants here.
First question. Yes. What state does CeCe Sabathia call his childhood home?
Wow.
That's a one-pointer?
It's a one-pointer, for sure.
That is difficult. We'll go Florida.
Florida is incorrect.
Hawaii?
Hawaii is also incorrect.
Hawaii? I don't know.
He's from the lovely state of California.
He's from Vallejo. I grew up right next to where he grew up, man.
Good for you.
Man. Here we go. Question number two.
He's still alive. I didn't know where Cece Sabathia grew up at all.
Which Rocky actor once played in the NFL?
No idea
is incorrect. Christopher for the steal.
Carl Weathers,
right on, brother. That is correct.
The former Aztec.
Played Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Sorry, Chris.
Man, poor guy.
The Chris triangle
ends. Here we go. Miles. In Borrego Springs. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, sir. Welcome back from vacation there, Ello. Probably a few shades darker on the tan.
Man, did you get a little crispier? You get a little darker?
No, I don't know.
No? Darker.
I didn't notice a tone change.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Thank you, Miles.
Which NFL player has won the most playoff games in history?
Adam Vinatieri.
Incorrect.
Great guess, though. I'll just go with the GOAT, Brady.
That is correct.
That was a really good guess, though, Miles. I almost, like, appreciate his guess better than the correct answer. Yeah.
We got time for another one?
Matt Camp just texted me. He is going to be on the show today at 4:05.
Fantasy expert. Yeah.
Matt just gets to text in 10 minutes before, huh? We're going to throw him on.
I mean, we did that to him last week.
Touche. All right, one more. Here we go. Dan in El Cajon.
Hey, guys. Just remember, Dan. Nobody puts Scraby in the corner now.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Dan, here we go. First question. What does PGA stand for in PGA Tour?
Professional Golfers Association.
You got it, Dan. Nice work. Here we go. Dan. Question number two. What team did Joe Torre start his managing career with?
The Mets.
Ooh, on fire there.
Sweet, man. I was going to say the Braves and feel confident about it, too.
Yeah, I would have got that one wrong,
too. He nailed
it. Here we go. Last question. Which NBA player posted a picture of himself on Instagram hanging out with Hollywood actor Al Pacino on a private jet in 2014? This question is off the chain right here.
Don't worry, Dan. I have no idea.
I'm going to say Durant.
Oh, Kevin Durant. Good guess. Incorrect, though.
NBA player. I have a chance of – my chances of getting this right are about 4,000 to 1.
I'd say
well, there's not that many players in the NBA, but 2014, I'll just say LeBron. I don't know.
LBJ is also incorrect. Dan, you are our winner.
All right, Dan.
The correct answer is Paul the Truth Pierce.
Oh, well, I would have gotten to him in, like, February.
3,999.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's it for the game. Hang on to the line, Dan. We'll get you those tickets.
And don't forget, Dan, the game is next Friday. Aztecs and Fresno State, congratulations.
And we
way to go.
Gotta go. Bye.
All right. Break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.